Good day, Australia. It's Saturday, November 8th, 2025, and this is Paige Estrutori presenting your weekly roundup of superannuation news on behalf of Financial Services Online. So sit back, relax, and let's catch up on what's been happening lately in the world of superannuation. First up, a noteworthy movement in superannuation laws. In a bid to protect retirees from dwindling super forecasts, changes have been tabled aiming to cap super fees. Anticipated to roll out nationwide from the beginning of 2026, this law promises to shake up the industry and fundamentally shift the way super funds operate. Let's switch gears to the investment landscape. Super funds have reported robust returns this year. The growth has been driven, in part, by buoyant stock market conditions both nationally and globally. The positive vibe is widespread, with the majority of Australian super funds reporting enhanced performance this past quarter. It's a refreshing sign for Australians tracking toward retirement. Interestingly, there's a growing trend among super funds diversifying their portfolios to include renewable energy investments. As our society continues to grapple with climate change, innovative super funds are positioning their portfolios for a greener future, a shift well received by environmentally conscious investors. On to pensions now. Pensioners, please take note. Changes to income assessment rules for certain types of lifetime retirement income streams are on the anvil. On the cusp of being fully implemented by mid-2026, these changes are expected to make retirement income streams more accessible to all Australians. In a peculiar turn of events, Australian expats in talks with the government are seeking exemptions on superannuation in case of international employment. The discourse has surged in the past month, with expats calling for more flexibility. This is a story we'll be watching closely as it unfolds in the coming weeks. Finally, potential changes loom for self-managed super funds or SMSFs. Proposed legislation could soon enable SMSFs to have up to 6 members, up from the current limit of 4. While some voice concerns over potential governance issues, others see it as a way to pool more funds and diversify investments. That's it for this week's Superannuation News Wrap. Remember, for all your superannuation needs, look no further than Financial Services Online. Go on and check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrutori. Until next Saturday, stay informed and stay financially savvy.